Hi, Darshan. Welcome. And thank you so much for coming on the Enabled by Ethos Capital podcast.
Thank you. Good to be here, Sally.
First of all, you know, we'd really love to get to know about your background. You know, I've seen that, you know, you've been a developer, you've been a systems engineer, and now you are a founder and CTO. So, you know, how has that experience been for you?
Yeah, it's, you know, my background is in the engineering side, software engineering side of things. You know, worked for a lot of startups and a lot of enterprise, you know, companies in the past, then founded Quinyx Technologies, which was services-based company, and did a lot of work there for a lot of, again, startups and enterprise customers to kind of build and transform their, you know, software and applications to kind of leverage cloud, right? So I founded that company and ran that for, you know, 6+ years as a CEO of that company, and then merged with Cloud Bakers. And now in my new role, you know, we rebranded the company as 66 Degrees after the merger. I'm taking over as the CTO of this combined entity.
Fantastic. All right. Well, you know, that's an incredibly rich story from all the way from a developer all the way to CTO. Could you talk about some of the challenges and sort of achievements you had along the way?
Yeah. So I think, you know, since I have the engineering, I'm from the engineering background, you know, when I did start the company, I mean, I obviously didn't have a whole lot of business knowledge, so had to kind of learn along the way and, you know, a lot of challenges and a lot of, I would say, mistakes that we did as we grew the company. And I still today, you know, remember all those mistakes because those are the mistakes that actually taught us and helped us grow as a company and in me as an individual as well. Along the way, there is, I would say, the community that I was in Colorado really helped grow me as an individual, as an entrepreneur. The community came together and helped me to connect with a lot of people here, which I did not expect. And that was a surprise. And a lot of people, when I went to meet with them, was like, the first thing that they said is, hey, how can I help you?
Yeah.
Which was very warming for me. And then that stayed with me. And I think I incorporated that as well, you know, whether it is a student in college or a budding entrepreneur or somebody in the community that is looking for help, and I started doing the same. And really, I attribute like all our growth to the community and how the community came together and helped us grow as an individual, plus also our company.
Fantastic. Could you also tell us a little bit about your current company? You know, what does it do, and sort of a little bit of maybe a briefer on the industry, because some of our listeners may not be familiar.
Yep. So our current company is called 66 Degrees. We are premier cloud, Google Cloud partner. So what that means is we actually work with Google very closely and help customers transform their businesses using Google Cloud. You know, whether it is applications, data, infrastructure, or collaboration suite, security, all these areas that we can help our customers, you know, use best practices to leverage Google Cloud and, you know, transform their businesses.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, you know, in founding this kind of company, what kind of, because I imagine, so you have the sort of technology as a background, and then you have to build an entirely new business on top of it. You know, what were the big challenges there in sort of building this company from scratch?
I think a couple of ones is, you know, relationships, right? So the first one is like, hey, how do you go approach a customer, right? So I'm an engineer, so I just needed like, hey, show me a problem, I'll solve it, and I'm gone, right? That's kind of the mindset. But you have to change that, the way how you approach, you know, how do you approach a customer? How does marketing work? How does sales work? Solving problem when you're building the business. The first thing is, you know, what should you say and what we should not say. So kind of learning that on the job, I think that was challenging, but also interesting for me. I mean, the more I dove into that, the more curious I got and kind of started to learn from a lot of people. Like I said, along the way, a lot of mentors helped me to do things better and still help me in a lot of ways. I think the challenges are obviously then the financial discipline, right? You needed that financial discipline to be good at business. So those are some things that I was not really good at. I mean, very honest, I had to learn along the way. Some of the key people kind of helped us through that as well. And, you know, hiring is a big challenge. Like, you know, you're a small company. How do you convince people to come work with you? And those were, you know, you had to learn all these skills along the way. And, you know, it was an interesting journey, I should say.
Yeah, definitely sounds like it. That's one thing about hiring. That's one thing that I really am interested in. You know, for any small company that's or startup that's just starting out, it might be like a challenge for the founders or the founding team to convince new joiners to sign up. So, you know, what was your sort of a rallying call for people who are, you know, just thinking about joining?
Yeah, I think, you know, we were trying to kind of focus on specific areas of services that we offer to our customers. And those were like, hey, next-gen solutions, next-gen applications using new technologies and things like that. So that's what we really leveraged to talk to people. Say, hey, come join us. We could be working on some cool stuff, right? So that's what we talked about. And obviously, in the recent past, you know, working on Google tools and working with Google on a lot of those solutions that we were talking about building for our customers was also helpful.
Wonderful. Fantastic. All right. You know, with that, I am kind of going to like veer off to my second question, which is the namesake of this podcast, tech enablement. You know, how has tech driven value for both your life and that of your company? So for your personal life, that might be your choice of profession. And for your company, obviously, it's a tech company. So how have you seen, for example, Google Cloud drive value for your clients?
Yeah, I think, you know, the thing is, especially in the recent past, and, you know, data is a big piece. And Google's really good at that. And the services that they offer, and the tools that they offer, and how we help our customers leverage those services to make, you know, use the data effectively, right? A lot of people are creating data. A lot of companies are creating data. And they are trying to figure out how to make business sense out of it, how to get value out of the data that they're collecting, right? So we were able to kind of go in and help a lot of customers through that whole process. And through that process also, like, you know, kind of eat your own dog food, right? So we internally started to leverage that. And then how should we start looking at data and while we're running the business and things like that. So those are definitely some lessons that, you know, that I have learned and how technology has really helped shape the way that I think and how data has actually helped, you know, shape our business plus also our customers' business.
Fantastic. Wow. That's certainly a great rally call for anyone who might be considering the business. So in terms of, you know, because I imagine Google Cloud is for your clients, you know, everyone has a different adoption schedule, let's call it. So, you know, what are some sort of surprises for your clients or for your company where, you know, for them, they didn't really expect your company to solve a problem a certain way? And why did that really stay with them?
Yeah, I think, you know, there are a couple of customers that they were trying to solve some, like, for example, we were focused on like edge computing based solutions. A lot of customers are, I mean, the industry as a whole is obviously edge computing has existed, but it's coming to the forefront in the recent past again. And that's been one area where we had focused on, and our customers are rethinking on how to leverage that. And that's one area where we have been really good at and where we have been able to help our customers, which was a surprise for our customers that we were able to kind of bring in a lot of those expertise, which they did not expect. And that was a surprise. And through that, you know, we've learned a ton and we are working very closely with a lot of key customers to kind of deploy these solutions on the edge and beyond.
Absolutely. Wow. That's fantastic. So in the past, your company has gone through a merger period, and this is where sort of Eastlows Capital came into view. You know, how did you come into contact with Eastlows, and how did Eastlows, you know, sort of support your team throughout this period?
Yeah, Eastlows Capital, you know, kind of, we started talking to Emmanuel and Anthony, you know, maybe early last year. You know, I think it all happened through LinkedIn. So Emmanuel hit me up on LinkedIn and said, hey, can you talk? I said, all right, let's just get on a call and chat. And next thing you know, we're having conversations about how they can help, you know, bring companies together. And, you know, rest is history. So we all came together and we had a transaction and we're scaling up the organization. So it's been a phenomenal experience. And, you know, both Emmanuel and Anthony, and I think what resonated with me was Emmanuel's, you know, community focus, and how he actually invests in community and helps build the community, and Anthony's vast experience and history with that he brings to the table. So those were key things that really resonated with me.
Fantastic. Awesome. You know, so I think in terms of tech trends, this is something that everyone must want to pick your brain about. So, you know, in your current space, what are some exciting trends that you see sort of in your vertical and the greater tech world? It could be maybe better, faster cloud adoption or something else.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, as we all know, I think with the first few things, like COVID has accelerated that whole cloud adoption, right? In the last 2-3 years, that, you know, every customer is actually looking to see how they can transform their businesses, which is one trend that's going to continue to happen. The second one is like data. You know, there's more data that is getting created. How can every company out there trying to figure out how they can be a software company, and no matter what business they are in. So that's the trend that we'll continue to see happen across all areas. I mean, all kinds of business verticals. And data is the other one that is going to be there. Data, and on top of that, machine learning and analytics and AI is going to be, I mean, I think those are common themes that everybody's seeing. But the other one, like, I think that edge computing is going to be at the forefront, and a lot of telecommunication providers are actually working on it to provide connectivity and bring those solutions for customers. So essentially, we all moved over to the cloud, and now a lot of those cloud solutions are coming closer to the customers again, right? So that's a shift that's happening, and I think in the early stages, but I do see that's a shift that's going to happen.
Fantastic. Wonderful. And then certainly with your company, that's leading the forefront. As sort of a last rounding out question, and sort of a fun one, if you could advise your past self at, you know, when you're just founding your company, if you could just advise one thing, what would it be?
You know, one thing is, don't think too much, just do it.
Okay.
I think we all try to over-index on like, hey, does it work? Does it not work? Should we try it? And I have my own share of kind of mistakes in that sense. And it's easier said than done. But I think there is no greater progress that you can make other than, like, you know, going and doing it and getting validation, no matter what you do.
Fantastic. All right. Well, you know, this has been an absolutely fantastic conversation. And in the future, we would really love to, you know, have more of these fantastic conversations to look forward to. So, you know, thanks so much, Darshan, and have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to come on.